It's that time of year again, that time when the mayor and the city council get together to hash out a final budget plan for the city. Hearings started, as we reported last week. Mayor Landrieu's proposed $500 million budget is tight, but there are very few major cuts to city services, and there are no layoffs or furloughs for workers. In fact, if his administration's predictions are correct, the city's going to end up with its first budget surplus in years, but that is not the full story. The city might be on the hook for tens of millions of dollars in additional expenses, for overdue pension payments for firefighters, for improvements to the city's jail. Charles Maldonado covers City Hall for The Lens, and he joins us to talk about the city's finances and what is at stake in this latest round of budget wrangling. Charles, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
What are some of the problems the city council is looking at regarding this budget?
Well, some of the major problems, as you mentioned, are federal consent decree over Orleans Parish Prison, which is possibly worth tens of millions of dollars more than Mayor Landrieu budgeted. He has not budgeted anything for it. Sheriff Marlon Gussman has asked for an additional $13 million. He has earlier given indications that costs could run even more than that. So there's that, and there's also the New Orleans Firefighters Pension Fund. The city owes back payments on it in the neighborhood of about $17.5 million. They're saying now that they owe another $25 million. And on Friday, before the city council heard from the fire department, there was a pretty large protest outside City Hall from the firefighters union because Mayor Landrieu's budget cuts positions in the fire department. So according to the president of the firefighters union, they're left in a situation now where they have a dangerously low number of personnel in the fire department. Specifically, for a lot of fire engines throughout the city, they'll often have only three people on, where the national standard is actually four people on. So the firefighters were outside before the council meeting, and they were chanting, "If you don't have four, you need more."
Let me focus on one aspect of your response there. Don't city departments always ask for more money? How come this is different?
Well, yeah, of course. Every day you go into the budget hearings and you're going to hear from a department director asking for a larger budget, more people, you know, to provide better services. But in this case, these are both subject to litigation in federal court in the case of the Orleans Parish Prison Consent Decree and in state court in the case of the firefighters' pension. So, you know, these might not be costs that the city can refuse to pay.
And if the city does have to pay these costs, what are the effects?
Well, the effects could be pretty serious. Again, we're talking about $40 million beyond what's in the budget. That's about 8% of the budget. That could result in furloughs and layoffs for city employees and make it more difficult for people to get permits for construction projects, or will slow code enforcement for blighted properties, that sort of thing. So it could have a pretty big effect.
Why aren't these expenses accounted for in the budget as it's written?
Well, generally, the mayor presents a full budget, but in this case, he's saying city council should hash it out. And actually, federal judge Lance Affrick, who's overseeing the consent decree, he has also asked the city and the city council to work it out itself. In the case of the fire department, it's the same sort of thing. The city has a ruling against it in state court. The city has appealed it. And, you know, now they're trying to negotiate with the fire pension board.
Okay, so how long does the council have to work it all out?
The official budget adoption day is November 21st. They're trying to get it done before Thanksgiving, but they do have until December 1st under city law to get it done.
We appreciate that. Thank you, Charles. Reporter Charles Maldonado, who covers City Hall for The Lens.
Thank you.